Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 16. It says, walk by the Holy Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The other translation says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My dear brothers and sisters, there is just enough ego and independence in us to want to do things our own way. It's an innate, inbuilt thing in a man or a woman to do their own thing. And the problem is that they keep getting us into trouble. Apostle Paul beautifully writes, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other. Verses 16 and 17 of the same chapter. Now note the words what Apostle Paul is using. He says, the flesh desires what is contrary to the Holy Spirit. Now the question is, what's the key to victory, right? When our flesh is always working in contrast to the Holy Spirit who lives within us. So how do we gain victory in our day-to-day life? First of all, I would encourage you to lean more on God and less on yourself. Secondly, establish boundaries in your life. That's why the daily reading of your Bible is so important. It keeps you in God's safety zone by telling you what you can do and what you had better not do to be safe. And there's a beautiful example of roads. If you're driving and as you're on the road, you have seen lines on the road, one on each side and one in the center, right? These lines provide margins for our safety while we are driving. If we go over the line on one side, we risk going into the ditch. If we cross over the line in the middle, we risk getting hit by the oncoming traffic. We appreciate those lines because they keep us safe. And it is like that in our personal lives too. When we have clearly marked boundary lines, we feel much better and experience God's peace. When God says don't, He's not being difficult to get along with. He's being protective. Hallelujah. He's our Abba Father. He loves us. He protects us from the dangers that we can fall into, right? So if you have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, you are precious in the eyes of Yeshua. And he wants only the best for you. Just settle that in your heart, that the Lord, your Abba Father in heaven, your Savior Jesus, He wants the best for your life. And for that, there is His word given to us to dwell on and to meditate on. So be encouraged. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you besides the still waters and green pastures. Allow Him, and I promise you, He will lead you right, and He will lead you in accordance to the will of God in your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you. We are thankful to you. We bless you. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Come and lead us and guide us in truth and in righteousness. Take us beside the still waters and green pastures in the name of Jesus. Abba Father, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for sending the Paracletos. I thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit who lives with us, within us, and always on our side to help us. We thank you for that precious gift and the precious Holy Spirit. Abba Father, we bless your name. Today, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. And as they permit your Holy Ghost to lead them, O Father, lead them in paths of righteousness, into success, into blessings, into victory. In the name of the Lord, I pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, longevity to prevail into their bodies. Their minds are renewed. There'll be zero fear, and their hearts will bubble up with faith. Lord, knowing that the just man shall live by faith. And we want to say thank you for your healing that flows into their bodies. We give you the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.